Ayers Rock. On a beautiful Sunday morning, Clara the kangaroo could think of nothing she would rather do than hop through Australia's desert, the so-called outback. Carla loved the smell of warm air and was always curious about whom she might run into and enjoy a chat with. As she hopped about the desert, she encountered a small, excited, and somewhat nervous-looking kiwi. Carla asked the kiwi what the matter was. The kiwi answered in an agitated voice.
I have to get to my brother's wedding. The ceremony takes place this afternoon on the other side of this giant red mountain. The problem is, although I am a bird, we kiwis cannot fly. We are rabbits, flightless birds. How am I supposed to get over that giant mountain? I will never make it if I have to walk. I'm just a little red-tied, and I can only take small steps. I did not even know this mountain was here. What is it anyway?
Carla the kangaroo, who was very familiar with Australia, told the despondent kiwi about the enormous red mountain.
This giant red mountain is called Ayers Rock. It's located more or less in the middle of Australia and is the most famous monolith in the world. The unique thing about this rock is that the majority of it lies underground. The original inhabitants of Australia, the Aborigines, call it Uluru, which means shaded place. For thousands of years, the Aborigines have worshipped Ayers Rock as a sacred mountain.
The kiwi listened attentively and was deeply impressed. Unfortunately, all this information did not really help him in his present predicament. He sighed, looked at Clara with his large round eyes, and asked her meekly,
"But how am I going to get to the wedding?"
Carla had an ingenious idea.
"Easy! You just hop into my pouch. Hold on tight, and we will hop over Ayers Rock together."
The kiwi stared at the kangaroo in disbelief.
"Is that even possible?"
"Of course! I'm Australia's best jumper, am I not?"
grinned Clara. The kiwi's little eyes began to sparkle. He was enamored of the idea. He began to climb up the kangaroo's pouch. It was a bit high for him, but somehow, with a lot of climbing and trampling, he managed to reach it. As he climbed in, he felt how soft and comfortable Clara's pouch was, and he could easily imagine how safe and cozy baby kangaroos must feel when their mothers carried them. The kiwi poked his head out of the pouch and held on tight.
"Okay, let's go,"
he called boisterously, and off they went, making their way over Ayers Rock, one large hop at a time. The kiwi had to hold on very tightly to keep from falling out. Since Clara's jumps were very high and long once she got going. When they got to the top of the mountain, they took a small break and enjoyed the beautiful view. Clara loved the view, and although she had been on top of the mountain many times, the view never failed to amaze her. But for the little kiwi, this trip was something very special. One could look far into the distance because Ayers Rock is the only elevation in the area and is an astonishing 384 meters high. The kiwi, however, did not understand why the rock was so red. So he asked Carla, who was able to answer the question without thinking.
"Ayers Rock has a very high concentration of iron in it. And as you know, iron becomes red when it rusts. The iron makes the rock red."
After both the kangaroo and the kiwi had relished the view a bit longer, they continued on their journey. After all, they did not want to be late for the wedding. Both were having such a wonderful time hopping over Ayers Rock that they did not even notice the time flying by, and they could hardly believe how quickly they made it to the other side of the mountain. They could hear the sounds of the wedding guests in the distance. Now Clara really hurried, and they arrived at the wedding just in time. The bridegroom ran to the kiwi, and the two hugged each other happily.
"I am so happy that you are here. I did not want to get married without my best man."
The kiwi introduced Carla to the groom and said proudly,
"Without the help of my new friend here, I would never have made it. Carla, you are really the fastest hopper in all of Australia. Thank you so very much."
"No problem. It's a question of honor. I'm glad that I could help and that you have arrived at the wedding on time. I'm very happy for you all and hope you have a wonderful celebration."
But before the kangaroo was able to take her leave, both the bridegroom and the kiwi cried,
"You have to stay.
Please be our guest of honor on this day and celebrate with us.
Carla was delighted.
Wow, that's so nice of you. I've never been to a real wedding.
And then the ceremony began. As the best man, the kiwi carried the couple's wedding rings to the altar, and Carla the kangaroo scattered yellow rose petals on the ground. She had never before felt so important, and her sweet kangaroo face was beaming all over. After the couple had spoken their vows in front of the kiwi minister, they were married. A great and lavish party followed the ceremony. The guests ate together, sharing the 12-tier wedding cake, which was decorated with pink beads and tasted delicious. Balloons filled the sky, and the kiwi band played the best music in all Australia.
No, in the whole world,
thought the kangaroo. It was a wonderful evening, and the celebrations lasted until deep in the night. Everyone had a fantastic time, and the kangaroo knew she would never, ever forget this day.